This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For several weeks, Drew made appointments to see me and then canceled them at the very last minute. When he finally showed up, he was concerned about a rash on his lower legs. I diagnosed flea bites. But he just didn't look good. I asked him all sorts of general questions about his health, and he kept saying he was fine. But given his age and his smoking history, I ordered a lung CT scan and a test for colon cancer, even though he'd had one just 4 years ago. The student who was working with me asked why I was ordering those tests when I'm usually so careful about not over-ordering tests. She reminded me that I always make her tell me why she is ordering every test she wants to order on every patient. But all I could offer her was I had a gut feeling. She told me that I didn't seem like a gut feeling sort of doctor, and all I could say was that something just doesn't seem right. She asked me what I saw, and I really couldn't identify any one thing. It wasn't something he said. Perhaps it was a subconscious summing up of his words or actions or nonverbal behaviors. Regardless, we moved on to the next patient. Clinicians' gut feelings, while not scientific or evidence-based, need to be acknowledged as a component of clinical decision-making. Perhaps by gut feeling, I meant it was an intuition or a suspicion or an instinct or even a clinical impression. I realize that gut feelings are very subjective and are prone to my biases, so I usually try to focus on objective findings. When I went to fill out the request for the CT scan, I wasn't even sure what to put in the blank where it said reason for test. I could imagine the radiologist laughing at me if I wrote, "I just have a gut feeling." A recent study looked at research on gut feelings related to cancer diagnoses. The study found that clinicians had difficulty specifying what their guts were saying. However, when the gut feelings were present, clinicians generally acted on them, either through referrals or through a careful workup. Of 17,000 patients included in the study, the odds of a cancer diagnosis were 4 times higher when the doctor had a gut feeling than when they did not. Gut feelings were more accurate with older physicians and were more accurate the better the doctor knew the patient. It turns out that often these gut feelings were even more predictive than a combination of described symptoms. 1 week later, Drew's CT scan came back showing lung cancer. The student was impressed, but I didn't pat myself on the back. Rather, as a researcher, I've been trying to figure out what it was that gave me that gut feeling. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.